Christina Bausch was the queen of German neo-expressionism. She, since the early 1970s, has run the Tanztheater Wuppertal Company, and her name is basically synonymous with German dance, but her influence runs much wider than that. It's difficult, really, to imagine contemporary dance without her.
What was the nature of her influence? Was it to do with staging or with technique or how she told a story?
It's not that she had a particular type of choreography, and in fact, she was criticized in the early days for having, you know, being all talk and no movement. But in her use of dreamlike logic and narrative, really impressionistic works that had these epic lengths, I mean, they were big in every way. You know, she would have the dancers be in, you know, inches of dirt on stage or water or building sandcastles and these huge dramatic set pieces. And then the works themselves were several hours long. So everything about it was big, from the physical to the emotional.
What do you think were some of the most iconic pieces that she did that she'll be most remembered for?
Usually when people think of Bausch, the first thing that comes to mind is The Rite of Spring, which she created, I believe, in 1975. Some people also came to her work through an Almodovar film. One of her pieces, Café Müller, which I think was from 78, begins that movie. And in fact, she did go back to these works. You know, she's not like some artists who just are always going forward. In fact, her recent London season, which sold out, you know, weeks in advance, as they always do, featured those two, The Rite of Spring and Café Müller.
Are there things that we can say about her specific influence in New York City on the arts world here? How did people in New York get the chance to see her work, and how do you think she'll be remembered in this city?
Bausch had a really special relationship with New York, and really that relationship is thanks to the Brooklyn Academy of Music, which since 1984, which was her first appearance, has just been an immense supporter of her work. So she's come back over the years. The company's come back and performed various pieces. You know, of course, we only got to see, for people who only saw her work at BAM, we just got to see, you know, really a tiny sampling of quite a large catalog of works. But, you know, that said, that catalog left, or that small sampling left quite an impression. She really, after this first performance in 84, the company and Bausch in particular just became a cult figure, and she's always drawn huge crowds at BAM. I remember being there for the 20th anniversary, and you know, just the energy and the excitement in the crowd and the diversity of the audience was really unbelievable to see. Everybody always wanted a ticket.
Dance critic and WNYC contributor Claudia LaRocco. Claudia, thank you very much.
Thank you.